So since the beginning of the year, we've been working on doing three things. Going where God would have us to go, doing what God would have us to do, and being who God would have us to be. Go, do, and be. We've been working on acts of kindness across the street with our young people. And, you know, several years ago with the movie Evan Almighty, this whole series came out on doing random acts of kindness for people. And during the month of February, it's kind of the month to do that. There is actually a National Random Acts of Kindness Day when we're to be nice to people and to be kind to people. And, you know, I think about Jesus' journey as we've been talking about being like Jesus and going, doing, and being. And how do we know how to be like Jesus? We have to study his word. We're tracking his life. Remember when he was born and what his parents did and how he began his ministry. He knew from the very beginning he was in the synagogue there and he didn't want to leave. That's where he was supposed to be. And I believe that Jesus' journey, his life here, was certainly about acts of kindness, right? Being nice to people. The healing of the hurts, as we saw in this video. Healing the hurts. That's what Jesus came to do. And so now we're to be doing that as we go do and be like Jesus, right? And we're to be doing acts of kindness. And so we, in the youth group last Sunday, worked on that. And I did want to make sure that everybody understood that the youth group at the Baptist Church in Shinston did not get kicked out of Maplewood in Bridgeport. I know how to paint your name. It's a harder name to pronounce, but Maple. We went to visit some of our friends there, and we went to do random acts of kindness. Now, I'm not saying in the years of my youth ministry that we were never kicked out of a place, but I'm just saying that so good that Maplewood, we went to be kind and loving to people. And so we visited our friends. We visited our friends from the church here. We took them gifts. Now, we might be playing this out a little bit better, because we went during our youth time, and we caught some people in their pajamas. That's okay. We maybe woke some people up. That might have been okay, too. But, I mean, I think for the most part, they were happy that we were there. But we had these treat bags and these notes that said, God loves you. Here's me reminded. Be reminded of that. Not just during the month of February, but every day. Especially people that may be in a nursing home. That's not really a nursing home, but people are there to live by themselves. So we were visiting who we were supposed to be visiting. Now, we did have another group that was randomly visiting people that they didn't know and giving them these little hearts to remind them that God loves them. So listen, you know, we went to Jackie Anderson. We knocked on his door. Remember this girl? No one answered. Okay? What would you do? No one answered. You got to do a little bit harder because they may not be able to hear, right? So I got louder. But it was calm. Okay? Hit the doorbell. He didn't answer. So we moved on. We moved on, right? We moved on. And then I met this neighbor next door who knows Jack. He's a retired Baptist minister. So I believe that's right where I was supposed to be. Keep talking to you about that. And all of a sudden here comes this guy. What are you guys doing down here? What? And so he proceeded to tell us that we didn't sign in. I didn't know. I've been there lots of times. I didn't know we had to sign in. And he said something about the place catches on fire. Now, I was repeated. He said, if this place catches on fire, I'm not worried about you burning up. I'm worried about you drowning in here with all these sprinklers. And he said, well, I have to know who's in this building. Okay. I'm sorry we did not. He said, you just going around knocking on people's... No! We know Jack. This is our church. This is our friend here. We're actually visiting people. We're from the Baptist church. Well, Jack, he got a little nervous. He hit his little bell because he couldn't get to the door. And he was taking a shower. And so, and the security guard, he said something about if Bridgeport was here, you'd have been out of here. I mean, why is there anything about Bridgeport? He just came to be kind to people. You know, and I said, I am really sorry that we disturbed you or didn't follow the rules, but I promise you that I think we swayed him over near the end, and he He did make sure we got out of the building. He locked us out to make sure we knew where to go. But we were randomly and specifically sharing God's love. Right now, you know, I think about, hey, Jesus was persecuted. He sometimes was in the wrong place. People thought he was doing wrong things. So, I mean, Jesus went through that too. And, you know, we went, and again, think about this. Just being nice to people. That's what, I mean, that's what Jesus did. He was healing the hurts, taking care of people, being kind and nice to people, right? I mean, even though people aren't nice to him, look what he did to him. He was so kind to them. Not just young people and children. We're really trying to teach that across the street with the children, youth, but all of us need to be reminded of that, because sometimes adults aren't very kind, right? Then we went to Starbucks, and I apologize. I had gotten these kids hooked on Starbucks and pumped them full of caffeine, and what was great about last Friday was there was no school the next day, so I'm thinking, we'll stay out late, we'll pump them with Starbucks, we're going to spread God's love all over the place, and send them home in the name of Jesus, right? So we went to Starbucks. We went to Starbucks and we all got our snacks. And so Jerry and I were just really, we ripped the new Starbucks over there by the hospital. And this is our youth money that we're using. We're going to buy some drinks. We're like, well, gosh, does anybody come to this place? And we're like, no one's coming. We're not going to randomly pay for anyone. Listen, this couple came up and they got their coffee. So the lady came in and talked to Jeremy and said, well, we've had a rough night. Now, I thought we were going to say something like they went to hospital or something. This was their rough night. They went to Tom Hortons and somehow couldn't get any coffee. And they went to Dunkin' Donuts and no one waited on them. Just got a horrible night. And they came to Starbucks and got some coffee. And these nice kids paid for their coffee. That lady got out of her car and came in and said thanks. Now here's what you did. Random acts of kindness are just being, it'd be randomly, just being nice to people. Not everyone will say thank you. People say thank you to Jesus all the time, not necessarily. You see a whole lot of thank yous in the Bible. We killed all these people that were reading of in Matthew, right? And so we had a nice time there. I do think, I was trying to explain to baristas there at Starbucks what we were trying to accomplish and what we were doing. We were being kind of loud, but we were spreading God's love. You can do that. You can do that loudly, right? And then so yesterday, we went to the Mountaineer game, and we had some extra tickets. Now, you know, the women's game are not very much. Sometimes you get in free, but they were $5. And so I had these extra tickets. You ever try to be nice to people and just really want to know why you're doing that? So I'm trying to give out these tickets. People are like, who's looking for a ticket? No, seriously, it's free. Our church came today. So people are like, are you sure? Are we going to get? No, we're not getting. This isn't scalping. I'm giving it for free. Take a pickle. It's free. And so they're all, oh, really? And I actually did, you know what? In my many journeys to the concession stand yesterday, I actually saw this one guy say, hey, thanks for the ticket again. Oh, okay. Just, I know who those people are. Being random about being nice, right? Just being nice. And so I keep thinking about what's happening in the world in which we live, and I keep thinking about what's happening all around us. We need to be nice and loving and kind. That could change the world. One act of kindness at a time could change the world, right? Jesus changed the world. He had some help. Remember last week we were talking about he begins to preach, he needed help. He needed some help. And we're talking about the body of Christ coming together. Jesus starts his ministry, starts to preach, he needs help. So he starts calling these helpers, and what they do, he tells them, we're going to go fishing for what? For men. Stop fishing at the sea. We're going to go fish for men. It's going to make a difference, an eternal difference. So that's what he did. And, you know, we need to come together and stand united. The teachers did again. They showed us. Well, the teachers stood together for what they believed. Whether you believe that or not, they were standing up for what they believed in and stood united. That's what the church needs to be. Not the Methodist church, the Baptist church, the church, all of us together. You know, I always enjoy the men's prayer breakfast. And I was so excited. We had 12 people. I mean, I was really excited that we had 12 from our church. But there was just, you know, this kind of time, where is everybody? What do you mean, where is everybody? I'm here. We're here. And we sometimes get caught in that. I'm really glad you guys are here. Yes, these people haven't seen in a while. And I'm glad we're all here today. I mean, we miss the ones that aren't here, but honestly, most of the people that aren't here today, they usually do let the pastor know what's going on, right? So I'm glad that you're here. And so we don't always have to be negative and worry about where everybody else is. We're here this morning because this is where God would have us to be. I believe we've come this morning because we have been blessed and we want to continue to be blessed, right? You know, in Matthew chapter 5 this morning, you know, it talks about the Beatitudes. But I'm thinking this morning, we're living in this world where, again, people need to be loved, they need to be shown kindness. They need to know that their life matters and is worth something. And again, I have people that come to me all the time and just talking to me about things and situations they're going through and realizing they just need prayer. They need God, right? And, you know, we have to build those relationships with people. And so in looking at this morning, in chapter 5, again, you know, last week we were in chapter 4, and we're talking about Jesus begins his ministry, and what people, whether they understand or believe what he's doing, they're showing up. Crowds are showing up, right? People are showing up. It's just like when anything happens in town, when something's happening or going on, people show up. You know, I was reading Shinsen News the other day, and I saw my name in the paper. I guess I'm on the Frontier Days today. The planning committee for Frontier Days. I just told him I helped with, last year I helped organize the parade, and I told him, and someone called and asked if I'd help with the parade again, and I saw in the paper today, on Thursday, the list of the people on the committee. I guess I'm on the committee. I guess we're on Frontier Days. But it was talking in there about doing new things and getting more people to gather and show up in town. Getting more people to gather in Shinsen. Well, we know that when things were happening, people started gathering and hearing what Jesus was doing. And it says, now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him. Now, do you think he was trying to get away from everybody? I think he was. Okay? He went to the mountainside. And I've talked to you about this, but we all need a mountainside. I love you guys, but I need a mountainside sometimes, right? You just go and be alone and just kind of spend time with God and just kind of tear it all apart, bring it all back together and realize what I'm supposed to be doing. We need to do that. So Jesus, again, his ministry has started. You know, he heals the sick. He's getting help. He has some people helping him now. And he saw the crowds. He went up on the mountainside and his disciples came to him and he began to teach them. That to me, as I continue to read about Jesus' life and follow his journey in Scripture, that he made these teachable moments. Everything that he did was a teachable moment. Just like us with our kids and with our children, teachable moments, trying to teach them to be kind and nice. We need to teach them when they're children, and certainly as they get older and peer groups change and things change, that they need to be reminded to be nice to each other, right? And so Jesus, he's doing the work. He goes up on the mountainside, and he sat down, and he begins to teach the disciples, right? Now, they're new. This whole idea of what Jesus is talking about is new to all these people, really. I mean, they think he's blaspheming because they think he's doing something against God, but just because they don't understand. They don't understand he really is the Son of God. They don't really understand the power of the Holy Spirit that he has. So he's trying to help them to understand. So he sits them down and begins to teach them. Now, you've heard this before, right? I mean, maybe you can see this portion of the Beatitudes even on a movie. I've seen it on a movie. So he begins to teach them. And he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Now I want you to think about this morning. He sits these disciples down. Why is he doing this? Remember, he's gotten this team together. He has some people that are helping him. Jesus has some real work to do. There are people that are going to be poor in spirit that they're going to come into contact. There are people that are going to be mourning, they're going to be in contact with. And so Jesus is trying to teach them how we're going to react. How are we going to help these people? Jesus can't do it alone. And again, as I think about the ministry and everything we have planned here in the church, I'm really thankful for the team that we have. They're working with the children and youth on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights and doing these trips together. And these kids see us and know that we love them and care about them. And so that's our team. And so Jesus sits these guys down. Maybe they're poor in spirit. Maybe they're mourning. And he's preparing them for the work that is about to come. I believe this morning is a review of what we, the church, are to be doing. When people are poor in spirit, we remind them there's the kingdom of heaven, that you can surrender to Jesus and be with him eternally. When we're praying for people here this morning, that they'll be healed and be here with us, right? But we're also praying that people are going to get their ultimate healing and be with Jesus forever. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. See, you come into contact with people, too, that are in these situations. And knowing that those who mourn, they'll be comforted. Those who are poor in spirit, they surrender, make that decision. The kingdom of heaven is theirs, right? Be blessed. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Yeah, the people don't say a whole lot. Think about saying a whole lot in Jesus' name. You don't have to say a whole lot or repeat a lot of scripture. Just love people. Be kind. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And that's what Jesus came to do. Yeah, he's going to meet these needs, right? People that are hungry. People that are thirsty. Someone called a church here the other day. Said, I'm thirsty. I need a drink. No, that's exactly what they said. Can you give me something to drink? But it actually turned out to be a bad call. But anyway, I hope she got something to drink. But yeah, she just said she needed something to drink, and then got all mad at me because I guess I didn't get that. But that's what we're supposed to do, right? We do that, but we do that here. Through the pantry and through our outreach, we take care of people that are hungry and thirsty, and they're going to be filled, right? But Jesus makes sure those things are taken care of. Be blessed. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Are we doing that? I mean, that's what Jesus is doing. He's trying to teach his disciples, hey, we're going to show mercy to people. We're going to be merciful. And see, in all of this, I think he's trying to tell the disciples, this is our ministry. This is what we're going to be doing. This is what we're going to be working on. We're going to be meeting the needs of the people, and God's going to bless, and I'm going to bless you. Just like us as the church, as you as a Christian, as you as a family, in your ministry of your own, blessed are the pure in spirit, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Are you a peacemaker? You work in a school system, you're a peacemaker, all right? You work across the street with the children, you sometimes are peacemakers, right? For they will be called the children of God. Be blessed. And see, in my encounters, yours too, and dealing with people and watching people just aren't happy. They're not smiling. They need to be shown love. They need to be loved. They need love. And they need to know that they're blessed. I'm blessed this morning. I'm just happy to be here and be a part of what God's doing here in this church. Blessed are the peacemakers. And it says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. See, and he's pretty much saying, now, when you're going to do all this that we're talking about, you're probably going to be persecuted. You may be made fun of. You may be even hurt. You might even possibly be killed for doing these things that I'm asking you to do. But it's all for the kingdom of heaven. It's all for the glory of God. Right? So if you did get kicked out of Maplewood, you did it for the glory of God. Right? Right. To show God's love. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say kinds of evil against you because of me. And so I think this is most important. He's telling these guys, remember, he resorted to the mountainside, sits these guys down, talking about how you can be blessed, what we're going to do, what our ministry is going to be about. Now people are going to be blessed, and we do these things for them. He said, no, I'm going to tell you something. You might get insulted because of me. You might be persecuted because of me. And people might say nasty things because of me. But it's all okay. Because I'll take care of them. That's what Jesus said. I'll take care of the conflict. You don't take care of that. You do what I ask you to do. And you go where I want you to go. And you be who I want you to be. And I'll take care of everything else. If someone's making fun of you or hurting you, don't you worry. Don't retaliate because I'll take care of it. Be blessed. Rejoice and be glad, it says, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So Jesus is beginning his ministry, starting to heal people and teach and help people, the community, understand. He is getting some disciples. Those are the people that are believing. He does have some help too, right? He has his apostles that are coming to help. He has a team. He's building a team. And he's trying to help them understand what our purpose is. What is our mission? What is our mission? Well, our mission is to love people in the name of Jesus. And loving people means a multitude of things. Meeting their needs, taking care of them, healing them even. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. So he tells these guys, he tells us this morning, go where I want you to go, do what I have you to do, and be who I want you to be. Who's God wants to be like? The Son Jesus. Taking care of those that are mourning, those that are hungry, those that are thirsty, showing mercy, showing love. That's what God calls us to do. Just as I said last week, to go and be fishers of men. We're to go out to the world and share his love and his light with others. Wow. And so it begins, right? Jesus' journey, Jesus' life. But for us, it continues here. When we think about Christmas, he was born, and we realize that we're approaching his death, right? In the season of Lent and his resurrection. But we know that he lived. And so our question today is, are you willing to live for him? And do those things? I believe God's really laid this on my heart and reminds me every day, myself, and I'm just telling you, I'm trying my best to go where God would have me to go and do what he had me to do and be who he had me to be and help heal some hurts along the way. God uses me to do that. He uses you to do that too. See, an act of kindness doesn't have to be a drink from Starbucks. It doesn't have to be a Valentine. It doesn't have to be anything. Some people, an act of kindness, someone say, good morning. How are you doing that? How are you doing today? How are things going? One thing that I have discovered in working some at the middle school is that middle schools sometimes do not know how to react to good morning or how are you doing? And I had this kid who he says the behavior problems. He said, how come you always do that to me? I said, what are you talking about? You always say good morning to me. I said, because I'm really hoping, in my mind, really hoping that things will go well next person, right? But so now we've done that long enough, and so now I can make sure I do that. Because if not, I wonder what's happening, right? Just saying good morning to someone is an act of kindness. Just saying, I hope you have a great day. To be an act of kindness. Now I'm not talking just with kids. Adults can even do that, right? You know something, right? Mm-hmm. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for your presence in this place. And God, I really am glad to be here. Just real excited for those that are here this morning. Real excited about the ministry that's happening. And we keep hearing about the negative of our world and everything's happening around us, and even in the church. But here, I believe we're trying to do our best for you. We're providing a lot for children and youth to know that you love them and to love others. But for all of us here this morning, I pray that our desire is that we're going to live for you. We're going to do our best as we live for you to go wherever you lead us. That we'll trust in Jesus, that sweet name of Jesus, that we're going to trust you. We're going to trust you. We know that when we go, you're going to send us where you want us to go. And we're going to trust you as we do what you have us to do. We're going to trust you as we are who you say and who you want us to be. Because in trusting you, we know, God, that you're going to enable us, empower us, and equip us. God, we love you this morning. And I pray, if there's anybody here that's never made a decision to live for you, to surrender their life to you, that today would be the day they just play this game and put away. That today I'm going to live for him. I want to be like Jesus. I'm going to do my best. Now remember, he's not asking us to be perfect. Because he reminds us he'll love us no matter what, and he will forgive us when we mess up, because we will mess up, even the pastor. So God, I pray if there's anyone here who needs prayer this morning, just come and let us love on him this morning. Come and let him be prayed over. Some people need that this morning. Whatever decision needs to be made, or join the church, whatever it might be, God, I pray we do it today. God, we love you. Thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.